Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Sense Show in our guest segment. As you know, we're the show still that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we're really glad to be with you. We have a terrific guest for our show here in the guest segment, and it's Daniel Holdings. We've had Daniel on our radio. We've had him on our TV. And we're going to talk about a number of things. One, we're going to promote the conference that we're both involved in with Steve Quayle and Gen 6, and that's coming up in June, and we'll give some specifics to that in just a minute. But before we join Daniel, we've got to pay some bills. And I got to tell you, folks, we do turn down 90% of the advertising that is offered to us and comes our way, and we're really blessed to have so many opportunities from good companies. But I narrow it down to what I think you're going to need. And I look at the food supply chain problem, for example. And the best decision I think I made for advertising is we are going with storable food. I mean, and folks, I'm just telling you, they're going to use food as a weapon against you. It's going to be one of the things I talk about at the upcoming conference with Gen 6 that's going to come out in June. And I'm going to hit this hard. And they're going to use food as a weapon. And those who do not have food independence are going to be bent to the will of the people who are in charge. And that means the Bolsheviks who've taken over our country and the globalist interests they represent. So get yourself and your family out of harm's way and make sure that you have good storable food. 25-year shelf life is what you should aim for. Diversity in the food so you don't habituate to the same food. And also, too, you want to make sure it has enough calories to sustain you. And the MPS food that we represent has 2,000 calories per day and lots of diversity in food. How do you get yours? Well, first of all, I need to tell you, there are specials available if you go to preparewithdave.com. You go, what specials? Look at what you're ordering and then look for the special. Preparewithdave.com. It's really simple, folks. And I've read that 10% of Americans can last 6 months on their own. Okay, well, let's not hope you're one of those 10%. Preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you better have water. And you're going to need water filtration. You'll always find standing water in most environments, but it won't necessarily be drinkable standing water. And the Naval War College in their scenario says on the fifth day, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death. So what we're looking at, we want you to do here is to make sure that you can filter water. So the Alexa Pure Pro water filter, according to the research, is number one in terms of effectiveness and how much it can filter. Well, that research is available at waterwithdave.com, where they're also offering you 40% off while supplies last. So go to waterwithdave.com and say you got the water. Go to preparewithdave.com. You got the food. And these are two of the essentials that I think that you need to have going forward. Well, Daniel Holdings has a very diverse background. We'll have him briefly touch on it. And he's worn a lot of hats in his life. And it's really kind of given him a perspective to see the world from many different viewpoints. And he has a fascinating way of condensing things. I think his strength is not just in what he knows, but how he puts it all together. And I think you're going to, if you've never heard Daniel speak before, you're going to say, wow, this is really interesting. I never thought of these facts this way before. So I think Daniel will really, really, really make an impression on you. Daniel, welcome to the show. Really glad we could have you back. And I'm honored to be on the panel with you here that's going to be presenting at Steve's conference.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's always good to be with you and your audience. And I guess that makes me a jack of all trades and a master of none. But thank you for that, guide.
That's not quite the way I meant it. But
no, it's okay. I feel that way sometimes. You know, it's funny. I look at the world a little differently than most people do. I am a military vet, spent 10 years in the Air Force. And I went to Bible college after that. So I have both a realistic view of what the world really looks like. I was a cold warrior. I served during you know, a time when the Cold War was going strong, actually, tail end of it, I suppose. And then I also have a biblical worldview. And I, these days, and I, plus I was also, you know, a business guy for a number of years, my own business in the financial arena. And these things shade the way I look at things. And I think I told you this story before. It was, I read a book a long time ago, called The Creature from Jekyll Island. And, I was in the financial game at that time and with my own practice. And note to yourself, never read that book when you're actually doing that kind of thing. So it really was a paradigm shift for me because it caused me to go down this road to look at all of this other stuff, that I hadn't previously been looking at, the Fed and all the, but then I began to question everything. And it's one of those things that causes, if you're willing, to make you look at things differently. And then out of that, and along with some other issues, personal issues, I closed my practice and started writing. And that was, you know, more than 10 years ago now. And, you know, the funny thing is, Dave, I've been talking about these things for the last 10 years or more. Guys like you, Steve Quayle, and the rest, you've been talking about them for a lot longer than I have. However, I have been in the position to hear these things and say them, and people are stunned at the things that I say. And I always remind them, I'm just a donkey. I mean, I'm not a prophet. I can't know these things that I talk about unless the Lord gives me to talk about. And I am willing to stick my neck out, and I'm willing to go at things head on. And so perhaps that's why people are surprised and more accepting these days of these things that I have to talk about. I've written a number of, you know, novels, and I've worked in the background of other publications that I can't really talk about. My most recent book, though, is Midnight Strikes, and you've had me on talking about that show, that book on other shows as well. That book, which is probably most pertinent to, you know, this conversation, I interviewed Steve Quayle, and he told me about 38 things that the Lord had told him when Yeshua Jesus appeared to him when he first got saved. And not wanting just to take Steve's word for it, I did the research, the background, and kind of went from there and used that as a springboard for a greater discussions on various issues, and was pretty shocked at the things that I found after putting those things down on paper in the book that came out March 1st of last year. People are also shocked because it is those things that are coming to fruition now. And people probably read that, and they probably, you know, heard Steve Quayle and thought he was a fringe guy, a fanatic. And sure enough, we are seeing just about all of those things in that book happening even as we speak. Now, along with that, last year at the Gen 6 conference, the conference was called Final Warning, and one of the commissions that Steve gave all of the speakers was, look, if this is the last time that you can talk to these people, what would you say? What would the final warning be? And so I took that to heart, and I went to the Lord, and I said, God, you know, it can only be you. I don't want to talk on my own volition. I want you to speak. What is it that you want to tell the people? And frankly, Dave, you know, if you don't really want to do that, then you shouldn't go to God and tell him that, because he'll tell you exactly what he wants to say. And at the time, he told me to tell him that Trump was going to lose, that the Democrats were going to go in, and that all of their agenda would be pushed forward rapidly, and those things that are outlined in the Word would begin to happen. And so that's what I did, and people weren't happy with that because, you know, there are a lot of Trump fans and Republicans, and I'm a conservative myself, but I certainly didn't want to talk about those things. And yet that is exactly what we have seen. And now it is also steamrolling. But it leads me to this point, Dave, and this is what I want to talk about today. You asked me what I wanted to talk about off the air. I want to talk about time. What we are living in are biblical days. These days are end time days. These are issues that we see on the front page of newspapers all over the world that are echoing the Bible. And the problem is, Dave, that people, because many of those things are overwhelming, when many of them are negative, they don't want to look at them. So that's where my job comes in. That's where your job comes in. We talk about these things that are reality, not my wish list for things, not how I want things to happen. You know, I would have rather Trump win, but that's not reality. That's certainly not what the Lord gave me to talk about. The point is that when it comes to talking about the truth, we have to take things head on, and that's what I'd like to do today. But some of that truth, some of that reality is absolutely insane, and I'm the first to say. Now, Dave, do you remember reading yesterday? I'm sure you did because you scour the news all the time. Do you remember hearing about the other day this parade of the pharaohs in Cairo, Egypt?
Yes, but I didn't pay attention to it.
Nor did I initially. I just another piece of news, and I hit the news all the time. But when I began to look at this a little closer, what they did is they were moving 18 kings, former kings, and four queens, to include Queen Nefertiti, from one point in Egypt to a museum in Cairo to put on display. It was one of the most, if not the most, expensive events of that kind that they had ever put on. But what I read today was shocking. Remember, my premise is these are biblical days. These are end time days. And so what I read today really, really surprised me. At the same time they were doing that, Israel was celebrating the parting of the Red Sea on that very day 3,000 years before. And some of those kings were actually alive during that time. Now, to me, that was stunning. What are the odds? We could ask the bookies in Vegas, what are the chances of something like that happen? They would be astronomical. But I think if you look at things in a biblical context, that is a warning. What is going on today is, in the world today, is the enemy's last stitch effort to cause absolute chaos and kill off mankind. Now, we know the Bible says that the enemy knows that his time is short when he's released upon the earth. And I believe that is exactly where we are. And what you were seeing is this craziness all over the world in various echelons throughout the world as well. But that craziness oftentimes is wrapped up in your typical news. You have to be able to see it for what it is to understand the biblical implications of these things. Now, let me give you an example. Do you remember Janet Yellen, right?
Oh, yeah. Her financial policies are still yelling at me. Sorry for the pun. Yeah, but yeah, she's a disaster.
She was a disaster as the Fed chair, and something was definitely wrong with her. she was like space out and stuff like that. But you're right, she was a disaster. But for those of you for those of your audience that don't know, she's now our Treasury Secretary, right? So a couple of interesting things. Remember, I'm talking about the news that I read yesterday that bothered me so much. One of the interesting things that came out yesterday is our own Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, former Fed chair of the Federal Reserve, said that she believes that we are at the place in time where the world is ready for a global tax, right? Hold on a second. I thought the Treasury Secretary worked for the United States.
Exactly, but there's no shortage of globalists reaching into our pockets.
She said that she assumed and thought that that tax would take would go into place by June, Dave. That's when the conferences, as a matter of fact, Extinction Protocols. So on top of that, we are also reading in the headlines today that central banks all over the world are backing away from the U.S. dollar. For people who don't understand this, the United States dollar has been the world's reserve currency since the 40s, and it gives us the buying power that we enjoy. We are the most prosperous nation in the world, and that is due not only because of God's grace, but due because of our reserve status. And yet now we see central banks backing away from the dollar because of our monetary policy, stimulus 597 or whatever it is. But we see, you know, that there is no restraint in fiscal policy in the United States. And this is the reason why, the world, banks are backing away from the dollar. What that means is, and I wrote about this in Midnight Strikes, is that, very soon, and I said this in that book as well, that the dollar would fall from grace and no longer be the world's reserve currency. And then, we would see famine. We would see hunger. That our standard of living would fall greatly almost overnight. I also said, and Steve Quayle also believes this as well, that the next reserve currency would be a digital currency. In the same paper that I read yesterday, I read that China has come up with their world's digital currency, that they hope to make the world's reserve currency. Now, I bring all this up because, as I said, my premise is that we live in biblical days. And one of the things that the Bible talks about is the ability to not buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast. In order to do that, you have to have a one-world currency. You have to have a one-world government. This is exactly what you mentioned, the globalists. This is exactly what Janet Yellen is talking about. This is exactly what we are seeing on the international fronts with the bankers. So what we are seeing, Dave, is this biblical move to an end times framework. It is exactly what the conference in June is all about. The conference in June, for those of your audience, I'm sure you've talked about it before, is called Extinction Protocols, Globalists to Initiate Tribulation. Dave, we are walking into tribulation. And the problem is that if, Christians don't necessarily believe that or are ready for that because they think they're going to be raptured out of here, people don't believe it anyway, because they're no longer walking with the Lord. There's, Christianity, we're in this point of history. It's called post-Christianity. That's not me. I didn't say that. That's something that they've actually labeled this time. And you see a great falling away, and that's exactly what the word says. So, talk about biblical times, Dave. I know I've just rambled on for the longest time. But we are actually seeing these things transpire right now.
I think there's no question that's exactly what we're seeing. And you've captured that very well. The conference, by the way, people, and we're going to have a number of guests, Lisa Haven, Gary Haven, no relation, by the way, they spell their last name different, Catherine Austin Fitz, Mike Adams, and a whole host of others. We're going to be talking about these protocols for extinction. Satan wants us dead, and this is ultimately the power that we're dealing with at this time, and they want us dead. And so end times, yes, I think we all agree that we're living in the end times. Daniel, I have to tell you though, when Steve first brought that up to me that we're living in the end times, I thought, no, I want to pass that down the road to somebody else. So let me pray really hard
both,
here.
Buddy.
Yeah, God, if we're good enough, God will move this to another generation. You know, unfortunately, those prayers fell on deaf ears, and rightly so, and now we're forced to deal with what's coming. And what's coming is really evil. You know, let me ask you a question. It's a question from the Bible. I know what you're talking about when you said that the bad guys know that their time is short. If they know that in advance, why don't they raise the white flag and say, I confess that Jesus is the Savior of all, and I confess my sins, and I beg for forgiveness, and have a happy ending? Why don't they do that?
Well, actually, they will. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that every knee, not just some, every knee, everybody will bow and say that Jesus Christ is Lord. They will have no choice in the end. But this is the thing that, you know, one of the things that you, and I'm sure you do this as well, whenever you get out into the public and you begin airing your ideas or whatever the case may be, they always say never read your own press because it'll drive you crazy. And so I don't read my own press. But the devil believes his own press. Remember, in Isaiah, he said that he wanted to be like the Most High. He wanted to be like God. And he literally believes that he can defeat the Lord when he comes back. He literally believes this. He believes his own press. He believes his own lie. Now, that is the only reason that he's not giving up and waving the white flag, because he actually thinks he can win, and that's a whole different discussion. Steve has talked about some pretty crazy stuff that has went on that's not generally known about various forces that he has put into place. I'm talking about physical forces, military forces, and as a consequence, he actually thinks that he can take out the Lord when he comes back, but The problem is that he is a created being. In fact, I was doing, I'm still preparing my presentation for, the conference. And I use this word, and I'm going to say it wrong, but, bear with me. It's ex nihilo. It means, it's a Latin word, which means it's unique, and it's unique to God. It means the ability to create out of nothing, right? That's what separates God from a created being. And so you have the crazy scientists, mad scientists in the back rooms of, laboratories all over the world that are doing stuff, and I'll be talking about some of that stuff, that are putting all of us at jeopardy. But they are creating life, but not out of nothing. They need something to start with. God is the only one that can actually create out of nothing. He spoke into existence everything that there is, and that's what separates him. But the devil doesn't even understand that. The devil thinks that he can be the creator. So this is why he doesn't give up. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a lot of tricks up his sleeve. You know, one of the tricks, Dave, up his sleeve, right, will be the coming great deception. And I've written about this extensively, and other people have talked about it as well. The thing about the coming great deception, people don't understand what's going on here. And let me just connect the dots. And actually, your audience probably does because they're relatively astute. So when we talk about the coming great deception, I'm talking, I suppose there are many deceptions, but I'm talking specifically about disclosure. Now, one of the things, interestingly enough, you actually probably know this, that one of the last executive orders that Trump signed before he left office, and it was, I think it was actually attached to one of the stimulus checks, that there would be disclosure of UFOs or alien activity within 6 months of that last bailout. So that was, I want to say, maybe January, maybe December. So we are looking at probably June. Now, there's that date again. June, before information is released to the public about the U.S.'s knowledge of UFOs. Now, at least, audience, you think I'm crazy. There are other people all over the other well-known governments that have already released information. Britain has done that. Brazil has done that. And there are other countries that have talked about, you know, aliens existing. We see some of that soft disclosure happening within our own Navy when you saw the videos on the Tic Tac UFO that was caught on camera and they released to the public. But just, again, talking about things that were in the news yesterday, the former CIA director actually admitted that there were UFOs, and he hoped that they were friendly, that we shouldn't mess with them. But as I said to you, it is all about the great deception, because they'll come here and they'll say, we created you. There's no God. There's no Jesus. We created you. Your Bible's false. And that's called panspermia, by the way, that they seeded this planet, and we are their offspring. So, but that's coming, and that's coming soon. If I'm right, we're probably going to be seeing this kind of thing within the next few months. And this is what I mean about extinction protocols. There's never been a time. A more timely conference than this right now, because all of those speakers, including yourself, are speaking about specific things that are happening right now. Now, not everyone has a biblical worldview. I happen to have a biblical worldview, but not all the speakers do. But they're talking about things from a practical standpoint, like I forget her name, Tenpenny, the lady that's speaking about the COVID. I don't know if she's a Christian or not, but she's speaking specifically about the COVID vaccine and what's going on with it. Now, Dave, you know, is it just me, or are all of these things, in your opinion, that will be talked about at the conference, are all of them pertinent to where we live today?
I not only think they're pertinent, I also think they're interconnected. I think it's all coming from the same force. And I think Satan's going to prove himself to be a formidable adversary, and the Lord's going to have to direct all his power to take him down before he takes all of us down.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Bible makes them pretty tough statements, I should say, when it comes to what the end of the age looks like. You talk about taking the enemy down. The enemy, before he goes down, he certainly will, but he's got some shots. You know, the Bible says that a third of the earth will be killed off. A third of civilization will be killed off. And we could point to practical things like the Deagle report that says that the U.S. population will be reduced by some 90% or something like that by 2025. That's not anybody else but the Deagle report. The Deagle report, for those of you that haven't heard this before, is a think tank that gathers information, government information, and extrapolates that and puts it out there for the public to read. By the government's own estimates, our population in the United States will fall by 2025 some 90%. Dave, that's stunning to me. But how does something like that happen? Well, again, something else that was in the news yesterday that I can't help but gravitate to when I think about the end times and the biblical times that we live in is the prepping for World War II. In the news yesterday, you saw Russia having readiness exercises in the Arctic waiting for the next shoe to drop. I was a military guy, and I can tell you that when when we want to be prepared to launch an attack, we have an exercise because we're already there. We're poised. And that's what we would do. We did that. Well, I don't want to say that, but that's what we do. At the same time, you have China that is just stomping all over the South China Sea. They are now invading not only Taiwan's airspace and their waters, threatening them, but the Philippines as well. And as you know, they've built those, what do you call it, those artificial islands in the South Pacific, claimed that ocean for themselves. Never historically has this been the case. But yet, it's, so we have two superpower enemies on two different fronts that are massing against us. So when we talk about biblical days and the Deagle Report and the reduction of the population, I think a world war, Dave, would do something like that, don't you?
I do. I also think we're in for a biological attack, too. I think some of it's already underway. The interaction effect between vaccines and especially the COVID vaccine and COVID itself, and then Ebola is beginning to make noise.
Mm. It is, and for those of your audience that haven't heard this, there have been, I just read a couple weeks ago that there was a case in, I think it was, I want to say, where was this? It was in like Pennsylvania, or may have been New Jersey, where an individual was on a bus and, he started coughing and having a fit. And began hemorrhaging blood. The bus was packed. They called the authorities. As it turns out, this person spent time in the Congo, where, as you know, the Ebola outbreak was is huge. In addition to that, that gentleman was on a plane, and there were several other people contaminated. So whether people understand it or not, there is Ebola here, and I think you're right. I think we will, and I, you know, people have said that this is a weaponized strain of Ebola. If true, if in our own borders, then, folks, this is way different than what we imagine from Hal Lindsey's Late Great Planet Earth or those Left Behind books. What we are about to see is, and I laugh because I don't know what else to do. It's not because it's funny. It's because there's just no words for what is about to happen. It is extinction protocols. And this is the point that people need to understand. This is being orchestrated. One of the reasons that it's being orchestrated, and you know, you've heard this phrase before, the elites call us useless eaters, right? Hillary Clinton call us the deplorables. They don't think much of us. They think that we are excess, but at the moment they need us. They're not going to need us very much longer, but because one of the other issues that I'll be going into, at least into the conference, is they are expecting the rise of the machines, if I can put it this way. We have the coalescence of artificial intelligence with robotics that is displacing workers throughout the manufacturing industry and in the industries throughout the world, as well as other service type of industries. You have a wholesale part of the population that will not be able to work any longer because they have been replaced by robots. And I am not talking, you know, sometime way off in the distant future. This is what's happening now. So again, there's that date again, 2025. What I have found in my research is that there are several things that are happening within the tech industry that is pointing to that date as having this coalescence of technology and the displacement of U.S. workers. Is it because of that they need to kill us? Well, they think they need to kill us anyway. But in addition to that, you have COVID, which will turn on, and the vaccines will turn on, and will also kill off huge swaths of the population as well. Again, not my words. These are numbers that are stated by Deagle.com, and I'm just trying to extrapolate how these numbers will occur. But then again, Dave, I'm a conspiracy nut, right?
No, but you're laying out the case pretty clearly here, and I think that what we look at here is the battle lines are being drawn. The minions for the forces that be are in place, and their goal is to kill as many humans as possible.
So, and I think you're absolutely right, but the question is why? Why would they do such a thing? Folks, this is the thing. One of the things that I'm going to talk about in my presentation, at least, is how technology, and I dare say politics and global leadership, is influenced by fallen angels. And this is the thing that people don't understand. People, Dave, the average guy would go, okay, so you tell them if they have an Alexa or a Siri or whatever the case may be, you tell them that, you know, those machines are probably spying on you. And again, there was an article yesterday in the paper on Drudge that actually said, hey, your Alexa might be spying on you. And there have been other reports that your phones may be spying on you as well. So people want to sit back and they want to go, what do I got to worry about? You know, I haven't done anything wrong. So why would the government want to spy on me? They'd have to spy on me along with everybody else, and I'm not all that important. But they don't understand the power of the surveillance state. Do they, Dave?
A person who would make that ignorant comment doesn't, because first you got to tag them. You have to have the yellow Jewish stamp. Well, we're all getting it with the vaccine and the COVID passport. That's going to be the J stamp of modern society.
Well, you know, it already is. You know, if you actually go to Israel right now, they give you an electronic bracelet, and that bracelet tracks you everywhere you go. But you're absolutely right. It's worse than that, right? There's for those, and again, your audience is astute, so they've probably heard about such things, but the Chinese social credit system has been enacted in China. And it is amazing what they can do. They can take a snapshot of a satellite snapshot of every person in that country within, I think it was like a minute, might even be less, might be a second, I don't know. But I wrote about this, as I said, in Midnight Strikes. And the thing that I try to stress there, according to what the Lord showed Steve is the one that said, and I can't take credit for what he said, he's the one that said that the Chinese social credit system was coming to the United States. So I was a naysayer. I'm just being honest. I was like, come on, Steve, is that right? You got to be making this up. You're being an extremist here. I didn't tell him that. I love Steve. As you know, Steve, so you wouldn't tell him that. He'd pop off, I guess. But so what I did, though, is I took that information and I went and I began to do the research, deep research, about the apparatus, I guess. Is that for more than one? I don't know. So anyway, I began to do the research, and what I found was stunning, Dave. All the pieces for the surveillance state are actually here. In fact, it is companies in the United States that made that technology that they shipped to China to try out in the first place. So what they've done is they actually have all of these pieces in place now. What they needed, and I've said this before, what they needed is a catalyst, a mechanism by which they could use them. And on, you know, what they ended up doing, actually, per the Rockefeller Foundation, because I think the last time I was, on with you, I talked about Operation, what was the name of that? They did a think tank exercise, Operation Lockstep, where if they determined that if there was a global pandemic, they could use the global pandemic to bring about world governance. Not my words, their words. And that is exactly what we are seeing. They are using COVID as the catalyst or the mechanism to bring about global governance. In other words, a one world government. Because China is totalitarian. It started there as a test. And it's moving across the earth in this very same way. We see Israel. You can't go into Israel unless you are vaccinated, and then they give you one of those bracelets. The people in the United States can't go to Europe. Maybe they lifted the ban, but because we weren't vaccinated enough or we weren't taking enough measures, they had banned us from there, from Australia and other places as well. The point is that they are using COVID to bring about world governance. And then, so let me connect the dots. You have Janet Yellen saying that we need a global tax. Well, why? For that. For global governance. You have, you know, whole central banks moving away from the dollar and looking to another currency to step in as their reserve currency. It will be one currency that everyone looks at. That is a one world currency that will bring about global governance so that they can track your purchases and your sales and whatever the case may be. Again, the Bible says that you will not be able to buy or sell with a mark. You're absolutely right. It's a funny story. I live in Kentucky, and because I live in Kentucky and not California anymore, doctors actually are pretty free to be Christians. My doctor's a Christian. It's not why I go to him. I go to him because he's a good doc. And I didn't really know he was a Christian before he got there. But we've had some conversations since I've been going to him. So about 6 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, I was in there for routine checkup. I don't see him often. Normally I see the nurse practitioner. But so I was in the doctor's office. And so he's doing his regular thing with me. You know, are you taking medicine? Are you feeling aches, pains, blah, blah, blah. Have you got your flu shot? No, and I don't want one. And before you ask me, doc, I am not getting the COVID vaccine. He stops in mid-sentence, Dave, and he says, okay. And we haven't had this conversation, he and I, yet. He says, that's fine, but are you prepared not to be able to buy or sell? I kid you not. Those were his words. And that was 4 or 5 months ago. But he is absolutely right. And I told him, I said, you're doggone right I am. And in fact, you're absolutely right, it's coming. Because I've written about such things. So the point is, Dave, that COVID is being used to set up the mark of the beast. It's being used to set up the one world government and a one world currency system. What it also is being used to set up is the man of peace that comes on the scene, I believe, after World War III starts, who is the Antichrist. So this system, this bestial system, will give him the power to rule and reign across the earth. That, my friend, is biblical, and that's why I say that we live in biblical times.
Well, unfortunately, My friend Vance Davis, formerly the NSA, confirms what you're saying. He told me about his training. This is 28 years ago when he revealed this. He said he was attached to NATO, and his training taught him, and I'll use his language, there was a war out in the cosmos between good and evil, bad and good. And the good won, but unfortunately for us, the bad came here, Genesis 6. They didn't quote Genesis 6, but I think that's what they're saying. And that that battle continues today. And I think this underlies a lot of the problems that we have. Steve Quayle and I have talked about the fact that there's probably different a different bloodline based on Genesis 6, where fallen angels coming to Earth and mating with Earth women. And I think Steve is probably right. But we have a culmination of events now that are coming together like never before. You know, I used to hear talk, the rise of Israel symbolizes the beginning of the end times, and here we go, folks. And I thought, no, that's not going to happen. But right now, I can't deny what I see. It's happening right before our eyes.
Well, you know, let's get this straight so people understand what we're talking about. It's out of Luke 10. And Jesus is talking to his disciples. They just returned from going out two by two and ministering to people, and 70 groups of two. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning. This is the verse that you're referring to from heaven. Now, that's always bothered me. Why did he come here? Why here? But he goes someplace else. Well, and you know, Steve would be much better at explaining this than I, but he makes a case that Satan's throne is here. His throne, he'll tell you that's in Antarctica, and he's got stuff to back it up. I don't know, but the fact is that it's kind of like backing a guy or a wild animal in a corner. He knows that, you know, that God is coming for him, and because of that, he's gonna wreak as much, you know, havoc as he possibly can. And here's the thing. You know, you just said something very interesting. You were talking about your own contacts. These are real people. These are physical people. This is practical stuff, right? Your contact actually had a job. He's involved in, you know, in not politics probably, but the policies of politicians, doing physical things in this physical world. And then we begin to talk about spiritual stuff like, you know, the devil coming down to Earth, and he knows his time is short. Well, what people don't understand is that there has been a divide between the 3D world that we live in and the supernatural world that is around us. And I make the case, and in fact, I'll be talking about this issue as well in my presentation, that the supernatural world around us are actually the extra dimensions that physics, M theory, talks about, and that these entities exist all around us, but our physical laws protect us from their wholesale attack. What we are seeing in this day and age is the tearing down of our physical laws, the tearing down of those barriers that God put into place to protect humanity from that which lived in those dimensions. Now, that all sounds crazy, but when you begin to apply science and physics to it, you begin to understand that it's not so crazy after all, because it's exactly what was happening with CERN and some of the other technologies that I'll be talking about as well.
Yeah.
But the point is that his time is short because we have shortened it. See, this is what people don't understand. This is for mankind, it is judgment, right? But it is judgment of our own making. If in fact that the world repented and that we listen to the Lord and we obeyed His word, we wouldn't do what we do now. And as a consequence, what we are seeing is our own deeds coming back to haunt us, Dave.
Yeah, well, we're living under judgment. We're just about out of time, so very quickly, tell people how they can get a copy of your book, Midnight Strikes.
Well, you can go to my website, danielholdings.com, and purchase it there. I think Steve Quayle has them as well, stevequayle.com. But audience, you know, we talk about things that are very serious, and they can be depressing. But if you know the Lord and you are walking with Him, then you don't have to face these days alone. So my suggestion to you is to get on your face and repent, to turn the other way.
Yeah.
Because the days that we are living are very serious and time is almost up.
Yeah, and I got to stick this in before we go. The conference we keep referring to is in June. Excuse me. The information is both on my website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and also on stevequayle.com. And so these extinction protocols are going to be laid out by all the guests, and you're going to want to become a part of this conference because this is the final warning, as we say. Daniel, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. We are flat out of time, but thank you, and I look forward to participating in this conference with you.
Thanks so much, Dave. Always good to be with you. Thank you, audience, for the time.
Take care.